to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we bring you different aspects of the world of music, usually this week in music history or an album review, but we're doing something new starting this week. I don't know if we'll do it every week, but we'll do it here and there wherever we feel like it, because occasionally I am asked by different people, you know, hey, what are you actually listening to right now? So I was like, hey, that'd make a great little segment for our show. So this segment of the show is called What Are You Listening To? And Jake and I have a couple of things here. Of course, along with me is Jacob Crum.
It ain't fair, Brian.
Sometimes it isn't, but life isn't fair, but you know, we just have to work through it. But obviously, I didn't introduce Greg, because Greg's not here, but he will be on these segments, of course, in the future. But yes, Jake and I are doing this one as sort of our inaugural kickoff of this one. And I think we've got our choice. And like the great thing was is that literally I just looked on my phone and saw my recent activity on the Amazon Music app, of which if you are an Amazon Prime member, if you go through our website, we get money if you sign up for Amazon Prime after going through followthesoundpodcast.com and clicking on that Amazon banner on the right-hand side, or going through amazon.com followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. Go there. You can sign up with Amazon Prime and get access to Amazon Music and get thousands upon thousands of albums available to download. Literally, I just looked at my recent activity, though, on my Amazon Music app and was like, these are the three bands I've been listening to this week. Perfect. Right there. Bing, bang, boom. So we can move on to that. But Jake, you can go ahead and start off this show with your first choice of the night.
Okay. And I forget which it was. I'm going to say it's Mother Falcon.
Mother Falcon.
That's right. This is Mother Falcon. And the song's called Marigold.
There you go. That was Mother Falcon. The song was Marigold. Of course, Mother Falcon comes from none other than Austin, Texas, the great bastion of musical creators. I believe currently they have, 20 members in the band?
Yeah, something like that.
But yes, it's exactly what they do, this symphonic kind of rock stuff that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I wish we could play the entire almost 6 minutes of that song, because it really goes somewhere.
Yes.
But heck of a tune, and I'm a fan of Mother Falcon.
Yes. I was looking at here their associated acts, and they've got Arcade Fire, Beirut, and Sufjan Stevens. All three very creative groups or artists, and top-notch associations there as far as I'm concerned. That was really nice, though. I liked that quite a bit. I'm going to have to go check out some more of their stuff. So if you were listening to our previous episode of This Week in Music History, when I was going on about the wonders of Shazam and how great that app is, and I talked about listening to the show or watching the show This Is Us. I said the same thing last time, too. Listening to This Is Us. I wasn't listening. I was watching. Watching This Is Us, and they started playing a song, instantly Shazammed it, and the next day I got the album and I started listening to that album. And that was the song that I heard was from an artist known as Jose Gonzalez. The song was called Heartbeats. It goes a little something like this. ¶¶
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise paid for hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine said to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade to call for hands of above.
There you go. That's Jose Gonzalez. The song is Heartbeats. His entire album is like that.
Yeah.
It's all acoustically driven, usually one guitar, and then him singing and then overdubbing on himself, doing the same melody part. Really, really simplistic music. But yeah, he's a fascinating person because I instantly started listening to his music after hearing 20 seconds of a song. So I was like, man, I really love that little guitar part. But here's he's a Swedish / Argentinian indie folk singer who was originally born in Sweden. But yeah, he apparently has a couple of other bands that I didn't even know about, Junip and 07, and he's been writing music and stuff like that for a very long time, apparently since 2003. But yeah, I heard this song and it instantly clicked with me and I had to download the album. And so I did. So there you go. Jose Gonzalez.
Yeah. You said he sounded like one of our favorite artists.
Yes,
Gabe Haskell.
Gabe Haskell, who formerly of the Impossibles
and Slow Reader. There we go.
Yes. And then he's still making music to this day, still releasing it online. But he was also from Austin, Texas, just like the previous band that we listened to. And yeah, he does that same thing where he does very simplistic music, sings a melody line, and then like overdubs himself and just sounds really nice. And he's got
a
very mellow voice.
Almost amateurish, but in a charming way.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Not unlike a lot of Elliott Smith recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Although Elliott Smith, it was a genius. So kind of hard to compete with that. But anyway, let's go on to my second listen. And I've been playing this over and over and over. And I just had to put the same version on. I couldn't pick one song from it. So I've got The Roots with their Tiny Desk Concert. And you'll find out why. Like, The Roots are just, they're amazing. I love them.
Welcome to our edition of Tiny Desk Concerts. We are the legendary Roots Group. My name is Questlove. Let's get into it. One, two, three.
Just give me some more. Three, one, two.
funkiest damn tuba I've ever heard.
You cannot go wrong with that.
Man. Or was that a sousaphone? Excuse me.
It's whatever. Either way, he was rocking out with it. So, yeah, that was obvious. That's the Roots. I mean, Questlove leading the band. That's just great. Of course, they also play with Jimmy Fallon and stuff from the Tonight Show band and all that.
How he scored them as the house band is still beyond me.
I've heard the story.
Okay.
I know this story because Questlove has talked about it.
Has he?
Because somebody asked him, you know, it's like Quest, like, how in the world did you end up playing for Jimmy Fallon? Like, seriously, it's Jimmy Fallon. And he goes, well, first, he's like, I ran into him and he was a huge fan and all that. And he was saying, hey, I'd love to blah, 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 blah. And Questlove was just like, yeah, okay, sure, cool, whatever. You know, and then like that was the end of it. He was just like, man, I ain't ever doing that show. And then Jimmy went to the other band members and like was all super excited to meet every single one of them, knew all of their names and stuff, and like told them all about, like, was talking to them all about their own music. And like the moment he clicked with them, they all wanted to do the show. And so that's how Questlove and the Roots ended up being the Tonight Show band. So there you go. I've heard that story. There you, and that is it.
Yeah, man, I love the Roots, and their guitar player is a customer of a friend of ours who makes effects pedals.
Oh, nice.
Trinity Amplification. So
yeah.
He's got his chorus pedal, and there's a article out there. It was like an online article for Guitar Player magazine. I forget which magazine, but
yeah.
He calls it his little gem. He really loves the his chorus pedal.
Nice.
And I do too. It's a great freaking pedal.
Yeah.
Check out Trinity Amplification.
All right. Now on to my next choice. This is a band that I heard last year when I was in Vegas at Life is Beautiful Festival. And I've been listening to this song quite a bit because, I don't know, the lead singer is kind of like this interesting, nerdy looking dude. And like, the band was wearing, like, he was wearing a bowling shirt and like short pants and stuff, and just cracked me up. But this one is from a band called Coin, and the song is, of course, their big hit, Talk Too Much.
Small talk, right up the plastic weather. Discussing drought elements. I take my time, I'm not the forward thinker. You read my mind, better to leave it unsaid. Why can't I leave it unsaid?
There you go. That's Coin, Talk Too Much. They are originally from Nashville, Tennessee. And yeah, I mean, I've always, I don't know. I think they've got a really good sound to their band. And the rest of the album, while I don't think they really reached the level of Talk Too Much, like as far as how cool I think it is, the rest of the music is still really, really good. It's just that this one is like their good, happy song, and the rest can kind of get into a little bit of a more melancholy feel. But yeah, I really like this band, and I'm looking forward to seeing them again whenever they come through to town and listening to more music that these guys create. So, but they're a fun band to watch because the lead singer is very lively.
Yeah, that sounded like a good Chainsmokers song.
Really? You thought? It didn't. Chainsmokers are all like keyboard and piano, and
that's why I said good.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like if you took a Chainsmokers.
See, I thought you were saying like that sounds like a good Chainsmokers song, like as in it wasn't good because
no,
it was.
It would sound like if you took a Chainsmokers album and gave it to an actual producer.
Oh yeah,
that's you. I think you get something.
So
like that.
Okay, now here's one thing. I may have to do here.
Okay.
Because we got to sidetrack this, maybe just once. Okay. So there is somebody on YouTube.
Yes.
Who takes a bunch of songs and he makes 80s versions of them.
Yes.
And he did a remix of their song Closer. And I want to play a little bit for you right now. This isn't what I've been listening to recently, but since you brought it up, I've got to showcase this one. So waiting for this ad to get done. And, you know, maybe how that's going to go right there. Hey, look at that. There you go. That's how you do a good Chainsmoker song.
You know, I've heard that before.
Yes.
And it's an improvement. However, it's a much longer improvement. That is to say, they turn a Chainsmoker song into like 5 minutes.
That is true. Yeah, it's like 4 minutes and 41 seconds on here. But yes, check out this YouTube channel. It's called Tronic Box. Like all it's just 80s remixes of popular songs, but they did a version of Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier and Kimbra, and it's amazing. I thought it was honestly one of the greatest remixes of a song ever done.
Linkin Park.
They did one of Linkin Park. They did Justin Bieber, you know, What Do You Mean? Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, Into You, yeah, I mean, like, just a ton of these, like, great sort of 80s covers of songs that are there. But
the Linkin Park one is my favorite. But
yes, yeah. So I still got to go with Somebody That I Used to Know, because I listened to it. I was like, oh, man, that's so good. But I do like this Chainsmokers version as well. So there you go. That was our little sidetrack of the show. So, Jake, what do you got next for us?
Ooh, this is a band I saw here in St. Louis, didn't know really anything about.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah, and I saw them in concert, and I've really been listening to them ever since. This is Half Wave, and the track is Frostburn from the new album, Formula A.
Okay with that. Why do you occupy all of my roads?
got a lot of atmosphere to it. I like that.
Yeah.
I know you've played them for me before, but I just, I mean, I don't remember what, we might have done that same song.
No.
Well, we did something else?
No, we did Nest, which was off their first album.
Yes, yes, yes. Just looking at their stuff here, they are originally from Brooklyn, New York, and they've got, you know, they're currently touring in Germany right now. But their genre is what I actually really thought was clever. Their genre is listed as mood ring pop. That's funny.
Yeah, I
like that.
So you're talking about the atmosphere on this album in particular.
Yes.
The new album is called, I think it's pronounced Formula A, but it's, Formula, I think is what it's pronounced as, but it's written as Form/A, but I'm not sure. Anyhow, it's an EP. However, for this album, she went back to her home and sampled a bunch of sounds from the house she grew up in.
Wow.
So, like, some of the chimes in there came off of wind chimes that were hanging out on her parents' porch and just drumming on benches and opening doors and creaks and stuff.
Nice.
Really cool.
Nice. I like that.
I'm totally into them.
Cool.
Blown away by this album, actually. It's really good.
So, I told you that I saw this band before in Las Vegas. That was Coin. Well, there was another band 2 years ago that I also saw in Vegas. They are from Las Vegas. Very small-time band. Like, not a whole ton of people know about them. I mean, I've got the video up right now that we're going to play, and it's only got 10,000 views on it. Their Facebook page only has, like, a couple thousand likes on it. But maybe they can get a few more from people that listen to this show. It's a band called Brumby. Now, you don't know it. Brumby is actually a type of horse. And there's a movie called Brumby that's like, it's got a horse in it. It's like an Australian film or a New Zealand film. I don't remember. But they watched that movie as like kids, and then they named their band after the movie there. So, but yes, the band is called Brumby. They are from Las Vegas. They are four members, and they released a single for an album a little bit ago called Leave a Light On, and it is one of these songs that I keep circling back around to just because of how much I actually really like it. Goes a little something like this. There you go. That was Brumby. It is composed of three cousins and a lifelong friend. The cousins being Oliver, Spencer, and Tyler, and the drummer, who is the friend named Dylan. I don't know why, but there is something I really, really like about this band. And I'm really hoping that this is one of those bands that takes off and actually becomes famous in a few years. Because, I don't know, they've got this... The lead singer's got this really good quality to his voice. The band is very well put together. And, I mean, I've seen them play live. And the fact that they did a cover of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain and, like, nailed it. It's one of the only bands that I've ever seen do a proper cover of, like, that song. and made it sound just super, super good. And the great thing about it was they transitioned from one of their songs into it, and it was playing, and like they started doing the intro, and I was just like, wait a second, like this is the intro to The Chain, like from Fleetwood Mac. And I was like, there's no way that they're gonna, and then they did it, and I was like, wow, that's really freaking good. And so, yes, there you go. That is Brumby from Las Vegas. Please, please, please check out their music. Watch their videos. Buy their album. It's their earlier, their previous album was a lot more folky rock kind of stuff than this was. But Leave a Light On is one of these songs that I just keep listening to. I can't stop listening to it every once in a while. It's like, because it's like I keep going, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to listen to Brumby again. And this is what I come back around to. I've messaged to the band and told them, look, you guys are awesome. You seriously need to be playing like out and doing a bunch of other stuff. I think last time we were in Vegas, I sent them a message and was like, please tell me you guys are playing somewhere like during this time frame, because we, it's like, I got to come see you guys again. So. And actually, I'm supposed to head there again in April, and I'm going to send them another message and be like, hey, are you guys playing anywhere in April?
This is not at all what I would expect a band from Las Vegas to sound like. If I had nailed down what my expectations were going into this, I would say probably Tom Waits' album Swordfish Trombones.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a drunk waking up at like 2 o'clock and the afternoon on a Sunday with just the atmosphere of circus behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, good tunes, I guess, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So there you go. Those were my choices and your choices for what we are listening to right now. Hopefully we can bring you more shows like this in the future. Because, I mean, frankly, it doesn't really take that long to set up. It's like, hey, what are you listening to? These bands? All right, let's do that. Let's listen to these and play a little clip of what we got going on in our world. Not to mention, I know this for a fact. I know, Jake, you were very eclectic in what you listened to. Yeah, it seems like we were kind of like on this whole indie sound this week. But next week, it could be, you know, Led Zeppelin and
Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, Ravi Shankar. I mean, obviously, I actually do listen to Ravi Shankar every so often, just because I do that. I mean, we could have honestly any type of music out there on this episode, because that's what I do. It's what you do. You know, it's what Greg does. We've got our things that we listen to predominantly, but at the same time, you know what? I do listen to stuff that's going on in other countries. I do, you know, listen to K-pop and check out what's going on in the British charts, like before other people know about these other bands. So hopefully we can showcase some artists that you haven't heard of. I guarantee you, if somebody listens to this episode, they might not have heard, you know, of most of these bands. Obviously, they know about The Roots, but I mean, like, nobody's heard of Brumby except for me and my wife in this area, as far as I can tell. And I'd like to change that. So I'm glad I was able to showcase them in some small way. And I'm totally going to message them too about this episode and be like, hey, look, I am talking about you guys because you need to be more famous than what you are. But either way, I have been your host, Brian Kroc. Along with me has been Jacob Crum.
Thanks for having me and thanks for listening. And please hit us up on Facebook and let us know what you listen to when you're on your island.
Yes. Find the Follow the Sound group. We are always willing to interact with any of our fans that get on there and communicate with us. You can also find us on Twitter at iFollowTheSound. And you can find all our previous podcasts at followthesoundpodcast.com. Or you can go to lineupmedia.fm and click on whatever shows happen to be there, because they are the ones that allow us to do the show. But this has been Follow the Sound. I have been your host, Brian Kroc. And remember, if you hear it, for me, apparently it's Vegas, you know, where I hear it. But if you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.